A very good morning, you daily. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your saver calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, historically significant return to country for generations of the Kalili people. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Toby Abbott, Tony Adams. Toby Adams, founder of the Kalili mob there, and got him on the line. Toby, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. Really good. How are you going?
Very good, my brother. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, my name's Toby Adams. I'm a proud Kalili Buntamara man. But I live on the Sunshine Coast now, but my country, Kalili side, on my grandmother's side, is out around Thargaminda along the Bulloo River.
Yes.
And on my grandfather's side, the Doherty's on Buntamara country, just west of Quilpie, out on the far southwest Queensland.
Fantastic, brother. Tell us about the historical significant return to country and how it all came about, please, brother.
Yeah, well this year we're really proud because it was the first time that we got our mob to go back to country to celebrate NAIDOC. Yeah, for the very first time. And I guess the way that it came about is I run a language program for our mob to get our language strong again, called Kalili Nōkana. And at the beginning of the year, when the NAIDOC theme was announced as Heal Country, we put it out to all the mob on our social media and just said to them, look, if we went back to country for NAIDOC, who'd be keen to come back with us? And we thought we might get about 10, maybe 20 people who put their hand up to come, because it's, you know, from the... from Brisbane way, it's an 11.5 hour drive. It's a big trip there. And yeah, we got over 100 people who said, yeah, we'd be really keen to come. So with that came a few headaches in terms of, you know, getting mob back there. But I worked really closely with our corporation, and we got some really deadly sponsors to sponsor the event.
Yes.
And it meant that we could get a bus from Brisbane, and we got a bus from Moorabbinda. And we had a big tent city set up, and we paid the local school to cater for us. And yeah, we had a really deadly weekend back on country to celebrate NAIDOC.
Look, it would have been very, like, emotional, you know, and talking about goosebump stuff, but, togetherness and gathering on country, you can't beat that, brother. And, like, spiritual, I'm thinking too, my brother.
Yeah, it was really special. And I guess what we wanted to make sure is that people were coming back just for the reason of being back on country, not there to get paid to be there or not to do a job there, but just to be back on country for country. And because of the history of our people, it's meant that a lot of people have been moved off country. Like my dad's generation, dad got taken to Cherbourg, and a lot of our old people got taken to places like Cherbourg and Moorabbinda and Palm Island, and just like other mobs around the place. And you know, we had massacres there too that killed a lot of our mobs. So to be able to take people back there was really special. And we had some old people come, a couple of old aunties from Moorabbinda that made the trip down. And for them, that was their first time on country. And they're quite emotional for them. We did a really beautiful smoking ceremony and welcome at the beginning. And, yeah, a lot of people were really emotional with that. But also we had, you know, I had my kids there. And a lot of people had their kids there. And for them, it's important for them to know that, you know, this is your country and you've got a birthright to this country. And to learn that from a really young age is really special, because for people like myself and older, we didn't have that opportunity.
Yes. Look, and about sharing it with our children, yeah, and sharing how deep the roots are. How long did you stay out there for on country, brother?
Yeah, we were there for about 4 days. So it takes about a day to get there and then out there for the weekend. And
So all camps and tents and everything, Toby?
Yeah, big tent. We had a tent city set up in the town.
Yeah,
so the
beautiful
local council let us have the football field.
Good.
And we had tent city set up. And during the days, we'd take people out to see some of our significant sites. So we'd go out to the sand hills, and we saw where some of our old people were buried in the sand hills.
Yeah.
We went out to the ochre pits where our old people would have collected ochre for ceremony. Went walking and looking at, there's lots of artifacts still out there. And we'd see where some of the old camps were. And
You would have made contact with the mob out there, living on country?
Yeah, so the families that are living in the country, they come in and connect up with the mobs. And you know, they were related to a lot of the mob.
Of course.
Came out, and, you know, for a big part of the people that came out, they'd never been out there. It's the first time they'd been out there.
Yeah, beautiful.
And for some of the families, it was the first time they'd met each other too.
Yes.
So, it was a really beautiful weekend. And just to kind of make people feel strong in terms of knowing that, you know, this is your country and this is the history of your country and also of the people, but also just to, you know, give them some of that knowledge and education so that they can take that back to their families and so that their kids have it and so that, you know, when their kids have kids, they'll have it as well.
Well, exactly, and here we are in the 21st century, Toby, and we are still making contact, you know, with our ancestors by being on country, you know, and the atrocity that was put on our black people, we are still mending and, you know, and fixing that space, aren't we, brother?
Yeah, 100%. And you know, you hear some people talk about culture or language being lost, and it's not lost. It might be just covered up and
Placed
for a moment, but if we take the time to connect with our old people and to connect with country, then we'll find it again. And for Kalalee people, that's what we're doing at the moment, is we're connecting back with our language and we're connecting back with our old people because we want to be culturally strong again. And we know how strong our old people were, and we know we'll be that strong going forward into the future.
Yeah, look, it's a significant moment, and we talk about some violent history there on your country, but also talk about the beginning and regarding sharing it with your children and making, you know, building that, the roots strong with our children, for our children, on country, and you can't beat that, my brother. And congratulations to you and your mob, brother. It's fantastic. Kalalee people, to Delhi, brother.
No, thank you, brother. Really appreciate it. And, you know, one of the really nice things, too, is we're letting the local community kind of understand who we are and know some of the history as well. And even, you know, even the violent part of the history. And it's something that, you know, we can't sweep under the rug. Everyone has to know about it. But together we can learn.
Truth-telling, brother. Truth-telling.
That's it, brother.
Yeah, brother. Beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing, brother. And all the best to your family. Look, stay safe, brother. And be strong for your people, my cuss.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, my brother. And, yeah, big thank you to all your listeners, too.
You take care, brother. Bye-bye, Toby.
Okay, bye-bye.
A deadly on there, Toby Adams, his name is, and founder Kalalee Gudugana, as a way to connect back with his people, country, and language and culture. The generations of the Kalalee people, historical significant return to country, fantastic, and it's about sharing with the young ones as well and building the roots strong with those young ones. Have your say and yarn up strong here. Add to the conversation, National Talk Black. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416.
My history's in my bloodline. This knowledge is in my brain. My G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I
remember the day. A very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yijinji Country. That's BBM Bumrabip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Issues Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, Deadly, dance studio, dance movement, Murugu is marking a milestone and maps that next move. We're going to talk to a dancer, choreographer, and her name is Dahlia Pigram, and got him on the line. Dahlia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning there, Trevor. Thanks for having me.
To Deadly sister, thank you for coming along. Now, before you start, let the mob know who your mob is and where you're from, sis.
So I'll speak in my Yarru language.
Yes.
I come from Yarru country in Broome, Rubibi, in Western Australia.
Beautiful. Lovely. Beautiful language. Strong there too, Deadly sister. Now let's talk about Murugu first. Murugu is the pronunciation, and tell us what that space is, please.
So our company, Murugaku, is an Indigenous intercultural dance theatre company.
Hmm.
And we're kind of celebrating, well, last year we would have been celebrating 25 years since the first production premiered, which was called Mimi.
Okay. And COVID-19 put a spin on that. Now you're celebrating this year, are you?
Yeah, we just have an extended period of celebration.
There you go, too deadly. And so let's talk about you. How long have you been dancing, and how did it all start for you, Dahlia?
I've been professionally dancing with the company for its entirety, so since it made that first production.
Good.
Over 25 years ago, and I was lucky enough to my dance teacher of the time when I studied, Michael Leslie. He a very instrumental Aboriginal choreographer and dancer in Australia. Thought of the idea of making a show about the Mimi spirit. Conceived that idea and invited myself and a few other people that fresh out of training into the mix to help make a performance about the Mimi spirits from Arnhem Land in Gunwinkel country.
Beautiful, beautiful. So how many dancers are involved with Murugu?
Well, Murugu works with different cast members and ensembles from across the country for different projects. So back then it was a big troop of us working together. I think it was something like 24 people on the road. That's including all the production and performers and everything. We worked alongside the Gunwinkel elders and dancers to help tell their story.
Yeah, beautiful. So you're working closely with elders and traditional owners. And telling stories.
Yeah. So beautiful. Just bringing different art forms like the that of the Stalker Theatre Company, who were dancing on acrobatic dance on stilts.
Yes.
Which they that was Michael Leslie saw them perform at Perth Festival and invited them asked them if they would collaborate to make a piece because they had the form that looked like these long elongated spirit figures.
The memory of spirits, that's right. Yes, fantastic.
Yeah.
And so, do you take the show on the road, do you?
Well, that show was, you know, a long time ago, and we worked within that community for 8 years, you know, travelling back and forth and making two major works, Mimi and Crying Baby, looking at the dreaming stories of the Gunwinkel people and kind of relating that to contemporary issues as well.
Yes.
And then we started kind of having conversations about that contempt, you know, where we are at as Aboriginal people and our struggles these days and, you know, and the work that needs to go on with the whole reconciliation.
Exactly.
Working together to tell stories. And we kind of, a few of us started, you know, lived in Broome and we were kind of thinking to invite the company to come and have a look for other stories in this region to tell. Which led to the company, core members of the company moving to Broome.
Yes.
Coming to explore the stories in Broome and obviously finding that multicultural fabric that Broome's community makes up. And, then began the journey of making productions here. So we've since been here since, I think, 2003, set up in Broome. And Marugeku was never kind of... The story of Marugeku, which is celebrated in the book that's just recently been launched, kind of looks at the fact that we never knew that the company would go on and on for so long. We just kept creating work together because it felt like a necessity to tell these stories together and explore, you know, complex issues together.
Exactly. Delia, I strongly believe... your beautiful ancestors are working with you in spirit, and this was meant to be, and it's a fantastic, it's become a fantastic vehicle in educating people of the world and sharing the culture and sharing our Dreamtime stories. So I got goosebumps here. It's fantastic what I'm hearing, sister, and congratulations. You've got to be so excited and so proud, and the mob in the community has got to be excited as well. Yes.
Yeah, I feel like the book and the company celebrates, all that hard work, and it really does involve so many people like that are a part of the Marugeku family. You know, it takes it's not for the faint-hearted, the types of works we make, looking at, you know,
exactly
our very complex, challenges, but also
yes.
the celebration of our culture and who we are and the strength of spirit and our ancestors, like you say. So, we're all very, very proud to be a part of the journey.
And with the Marugeku, is there male and females, young and old, a part of the group?
Yeah, always.
Good.
We work predominantly with, you know, professional dancers across the country, depending
yes.
on what productions we're making. But we have an investment in you know, small remote communities
yes.
and touring to inspire and then find those that are aspiring to be you know, in the performing arts, whether it's bringing their painting to life or whether they're traditionally
yeah.
trained dancers, we see all that all those forms of expression.
It comes to the table, doesn't it? And it
and
inspires, as you said, and it then opens especially them young ones' eyes in regarding. This is what I want to do. Or here, now
yeah.
my painting can come to life and I want to talk to you more about making this painting. Help me make this painting
yeah.
come to life. So it's powerful, my sister.
yeah. I think that's why we do it. I think it feels so good to have the young ones and even some of the older ones that have
yes.
been wanting to do this kind of thing or
exactly.
find a medium that actually expresses our stories and perspectives, which, you know, we're not getting to see that very often.
Exactly.
Here in Australia and across the world, we need to see more Aboriginal perspectives and First Nations art being made.
You talk with so much passion, Dahlia, and thank you for sharing. It is fantastic. Do you guys have a web page as such, or how do we see your work?
Yes, you can go to our website, marugeku.com, and check out all our history and our work and projects that are... you know, in repertoire, and also links to the book launch we just recently had, and you know, also those links lead you to where you can find a place to purchase the book if you'd like.
Yes.
Or learn a bit more about our projects and our company, and our story.
Well, too deadly, and we're selling the deadly story here on National Talk Black, and so get our mob out there to have a look at it. Go to the webpage or Google Marugeku, and that's spelled Marugeku.
That's the one, yeah.
All right, beautiful, fantastic. Dahlia, thank you very much for sharing. You are part of the Pigroom family, and you are kicking goals and fantastic. And big shout-out to all the deadly mob there, and keep doing what you're doing. Please do keep in touch, and congratulations once again, sister.
No worries, and thanks very much, and shout-out to all the mob over there listening. Wish you well in these strange times. I'm thinking
strange
of you, Thor.
Beautiful. Thank you, sister. Take care, Dahlia.
All right, Galia.
Oh, Galia. Do deadly, beautiful yarn there. And that's Dahlia Pigroom, her name is. And she's a dancer, choreographer, and working with the Marugeku dance studio. And Mark's Milestone maps that next move, so moving forward. But do check it out online and Google it, Marugeku. That's Marugeku. and have a look at the beautiful work that they're doing. And it's inspiring to say, and fantastic, using dance as the tool, educate the people, inspire our people, and tell our deadly stories and dreamtime stories. Very spiritual. Thank you. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black.
UmiArts presents Big Talk One Fire Festival happening this Saturday, 16th of October at Fogarty Park, Cairns Esplanade from 1pm to 8pm. There's going to be story, dance, song and culture with acts like Simone Stacey, Seabreeze, The Night Shift Cairns and Cultural Dancers, BYO Water Bottle, Chair and Hand Sanitizer. Big Talk One Fire is a COVID-safe event.
Station sponsor. You get them. Them get them, all get them,
wah, you get them. A message from Apuna Pima, Cape York Health Council.
Hey, Which Way You Mob, it's Clara. Did you know smoking during pregnancy is not good for you and your bub? For support to quit, contact your local health service or call Quitline on 137848. Or speak to us at Apuna Pima, Cape York Health Council. Our health in our hands.
Station sponsor.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bush Taka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
A very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. We go across the country thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your saver calling the deadly number 1-800-422-416. All right, we're leading up to the NASDA 2021 auditions for 2022. You might want to shake booty. Well, you need to get online and do what you need to do. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Joe Clancy, Head of Cultural Practice NASDA, and helping promote awareness and interest amongst Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Ages 16 to 26 to apply. On the line, Joe, good morning. How are you, sis?
Morning, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So where are you based?
I'm on Darragon Gundungurra country in the beautiful Blue Mountains, beautiful, in New South Wales.
Beautiful, fantastic. Well, I'm in hot far north Queensland, and find some time when the borders open up. Come up and join us here, sister.
All right, absolutely.
Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, Joe.
I'm a Bogan River Wiradjuri woman, but always grown up, lived on Darragon Gundungurra country.
Yeah.
And I get to work on beautiful Dark and Young country where NASDA is based on the Central
beautiful,
Coast.
Beautiful. Big shout out to the NASDA team. Now, you're Head of Cultural Practice there. How long have you been in that role, sis?
I've been Head of Cultural Practice for 2 years, but I've actually been around NASDA for a long time. I was a student back in 1989.
Yep.
And I've come
right through
the circle.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. Fantastic. So we're talking about the lead up to NASDA auditions, 2021 audition for 2022. So tell us the process, how mob can audition for this fantastic opportunity.
Sure, Trevor. Our auditions are online this year because of COVID. So normally in a COVID-free world, we'd have young people travel from across the country to NASDA and have a week-long experience. But, of course, we can't do that with all the border closures and all the restrictions. So it's actually our second year online. We found ourselves in the same position last year. So, you know, we've got it working pretty well.
Good.
What you need to do is you can jump onto our website, which is www.nasda.com.au.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find the link to the auditions, and that will lead you through the process. So there's a form to fill out, just letting us know the basic things, your name and how old you are.
Yes.
And then you're led into another section where you can learn a couple of dances. So they're up on Vimeo.
So you learn those dances, you perform in front of a camera.
Stop, rewind, go through it as many times as you like. And then you take a video of yourself doing those dances, and you send us the video.
Yep.
And then after that, we have an interview process with you, and from there, you see if you're interested still in coming to NASDA, and and we see if you're the right match for us.
Good, fantastic.
Yeah, it's running pretty smoothly. We did a couple of things different last year. and just, yeah, just refined that and figured out that Vimeo was the way to go because it gave people the chance to really learn the dances and show us what they can do.
Yeah, fantastic. And I mentioned ages 16 to 26. We're talking male and females. Anyone can apply?
Yeah, that's right. So Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people 16 to 26, you don't have to have any previous dance experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's great if you do, but also, you know, you don't have to. That's what we're here for. If you go through the life of NASDA, you can have 4.5 years with us if
yes.
you want.
Yes.
So, you know, we've got fantastic teachers, we've got beautiful studio facilities, beautiful location. So if you just, you know, if you love to dance and you want to dance, then we can help that happen.
And when we're talking dance, are we talking culture or are we talking other forms of dancing as well?
We're talking everything. So culture is at the heart of NASDA.
Yes.
And we have really strong relationships with communities across the country and have for, you know, over 40 years. So we currently have tutors that visit us and we visit them from Ninike in northeast Arnhem Land, Moa Island in the Torres Strait, and also our local New South Wales communities. So cultural dance and cultural practice is core,
yes.
But also surrounding that, we have incredible contemporary dance teachers. We've also got an urban dance program, so, you know, learning hip-hop and old jazz, new jazz, all of the things that fall under that urban dance. And we've got yoga, Pilates.
Beautiful.
Physical theatre, drama. It's a really intense.
Well, it can open up doors and regard in a career pathway for the dancers, come choreographers, come directors, whatever the case may be, yes?
It really can. We've got NASDA graduates who are working in all kinds of arts and creative industries. Mm. So the learning is really expansive and holistic, and it can take you anywhere.
Beautiful, fantastic. So auditions are opening up as of today. How do I go about it?
So auditions we've been open for a little while, but we are closing on the 1st of November, so still a couple of weeks
okay.
to get your application in. You can jump in into the audition process at any time. Jump on today, jump on over the weekend, just as long as you do it before 1st of November.
Beautiful. Well, good luck to all the deadly mob out there. If you want to shake booty as a career pathway, NASDA is the place to do it with. Joe Clancy, thank you so very much. Big shout out to your deadly team, your mob, your family. Stay safe and we'll yarn soon, Joe.
Thanks, Trevor. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly yarn there. Joe Clancy, her name is Head of Cultural Practice, NASDA. And that's National and the National Aboriginal Island Dance Association. And you can perform with their mob and open up a career pathway. Like I said, not only culture, we're talking all types of dancing, to jazz, ballet, to tap dancing, yoga they mentioned. It's an opportunity to create a pathway as such. So it's a lead up to NASDA 2029 auditions for 2022. Go online, check out NASDA, NAISDA. Google that, find the webpage, and they'll have the form in regard to filling out, and they'll also have a video that you need to practice the dance to. That's part of your audition, and send it back to them. And they'll communicate with you all the way through that process. But, yeah, doors can open up. A big shout-out to my beautiful sister, Lana, and group of mob I can think of, Marilyn Miller. We've got Gary Lang, big mob people, the Blanco family, of course, Sylvia. They performed all the way through NASDA, went to Bengara and went danced abroad overseas. So doors can open up. So look at it very seriously. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, National Talk Black, 1-800-422.